Sports Talk with Buhle Madulini.
Right, we're going to go straight to the champion, the winning coach of the MTN 8 for 2019, and that is Caetano Tembo on the line. Coach, thank you so much for joining me. I'm so glad to be talking to you today, and I'm sure you've been smiling since your head hit your pillow yesterday.
Yeah, thank you very much, Buhle, for having me. Yeah, I know it's a good feeling, nice feeling. After winning the MTN 8, you know, especially after losing it as well in the final last season.
Yeah. Coach, I mean, I was talking to Tolagela just now, and she mentioned your progression through SuperSport United. You're essentially a 10-year personnel at the club, and it must feel really good for you to pay them back in this way.
Oh, well, I think it's also about knowing the culture. I think I've been at the club for quite some time, and I've always, you know, been learning, you know, throughout my career as a player and as well as a coach when I retired, you know, especially with the coaches I've worked with as well. You know, I think I give credit to most of those coaches I've worked with because they also helped in terms of my development as well as a coach.
Absolutely, coach. And let's look at the game. What did you make of it? What was your summation of the 90 minutes that played out yesterday?
Well, we knew that it was going to be a difficult game, and we needed to be a little bit more patient and disciplined because on the Highlands Park side, it was their first final there, so it was going to be a little bit more emotional for them. So they were going to, you know, come at us, and I think it was evident, especially in the first 5 to 10 minutes where they came at us. They created one good chance with Ronwen making a good save there.
Yeah.
And I think after that, we managed the game, you know, very well. And they started to get, you know, tired as well because they're a very hardworking team. They can run you off the park. And we needed to try and manage that. And also manage the set plays because they are very dangerous on set plays, especially on corner kicks and long throw-ins with Ray. But I think credit should go to the guys. I think we stuck to our game plan, and we played very well. We were very disciplined throughout the 90 minutes, and I think it was evident with our play.
Coach, Owen de Gama is going to be in studio shortly, and I know that he feels that his team could have won this match. You've been there. You've been a losing coach in the final of the MTN 8. How heartbroken do you think they will feel after that match?
To be honest, I think it's nice to lose in the final, and it's very heartbreaking, and I think I failed it last season. But credit should go to Coach Owen. I think he's done extremely well with the team. Highlands Park are a team which is always, you know, you can see the progression in terms of the improvement since Coach Owen took over.
Yeah.
And a team that is, you know, doing well. I think if they keep on working hard, I see them also, you know, doing well and getting into the final. You can see them in the league now. They are above us. They are fifth. You know, it shows the kind of a team it is. So I don't think Coach Owen should be demoralized. I think he should, you know, just continue working hard because I think he's got a very good team and is building something with that team.
Absolutely, absolutely. Coach Caetano Tembo on the line. Then, Coach, Thamsanqa Gqabuza had a tough week. Can you tell us what happened and how it played out and why he's such a hero?
Well, I think with Gqabuza, it was a little bit, you know, emotional for me because he lost his son on a Monday and he kept it to himself, and the funeral was on Thursday. He couldn't go. Because, you know, for him, in his own words, he didn't want to disrupt, you know, the camp. But I think he did that because he knows that maybe we were not going to, you know, because we value him as a human being, you know, before a soccer player. So I think he knows that we've got a family environment. I think he knew that we were not going to be able to allow him, you know, to go through that alone.
Yes.
And that's why he kept it to himself. But, you know, also, you know, that's, you know, something someone you also would want to have, you know, to someone who's very, you know, he's selfless. I think we can learn, you know, a thing or two from him.
Mm.
You know, someone who puts, you know, the club and his teammates before, you know, his own, you know, problems. Because I don't know how he managed to do that, in to come out and put on a performance like that. For me, it was unbelievable, because I remember telling him after the first game when he scored the two goals, I just said to him, Mgandis, this cup, you know, it looks like your name is already written. It.
Mm.
You're going to help us to win this tournament.
Mm. Yeah,
I just said it jokingly, but I could see, you know, that it also meant, you know, a lot to him.
Yeah,
but and I give it to him. You know, for me, you know, he showed us something. You know, that all of us could, you know, be able to, you know, to learn from.
Coach, I mean, from somebody who's sitting on the outside looking in, it seems like to me that you have given Kabuza a purpose. You've given him a reason to play. I mean, for him to put the team ahead of himself in that way is something spectacular. And it would seem like he really respects the Matsatsansa badge.
Yeah, I think for us, what we have really done, I'll be lying if I say I've worked, a lot of shooting, or in terms of technical, you know, areas in terms of, you know, his football.
Mm.
But probably it was only tactical, you know, for him to be able to adapt to our way of playing. But the main thing which we've done was just to give him love, you know, because I think that's what he needed, you know, just to give him love, for us to support him, for us, you know, to make sure that he feels comfortable, he's free to make, you know, mistakes, knowing that he's got the support of everyone. And that's all we've been doing to him, and he's really responded very well. And I think there's still a lot to come from him.
Absolutely, Coach. I mean, we're going into the international break now. So is the right time for you to be winning this competition? You're going into the break with a lot of confidence. Any plans for that? It's quite lengthy. I mean, the next match for you is on the 25th of this month against Black Leopards.
Yeah, I think it's always difficult, you know, when you win a tournament like this, and then you go into a break, you know, FIFA break, and we've got players going into, you know, different, you know, places, you know, going to represent their countries as well. And when they come back, you know, you still have to struggle a little bit, you know, to make them regroup and, you know, they try to make them focus as well.
Yeah.
You know, and it's always tough. And you can see even in our last international break, we had a problem as well.
Mm.
But, you know, something we always want to try and work. We've got players who are staying behind, and we keep working. We're trying to put, you know, this behind us already and start focusing, you know, because the season is still very young, you know. We just need to try and, you know, regroup and, you know, put this behind us.
Coach, is it not too soon to put it behind you? You just won less than 24 hours ago, and already you're looking forward, or is this just the life of the football?
Yeah, you know, that's our life. I think we cannot really celebrate for too long. Otherwise, the game will leave us behind. So we need to keep up and, you know, make sure that we focus, we concentrate. This is one in the bag, and there's still about four trophies to play for, you know, in the season. So this is the first one. So it's already in the bag. So we can only maybe probably be able to really celebrate at the end of the season. But for now, I think it's important that we move on and focus on the next one.
And what is the next one? What in your plans? I mean, I know you coaches are very much closed books, very much closed cards. You don't like to think ahead too far. You always say that, no, one game at a time. But surely sometimes you lie in your bed before you fall asleep and you dream a little bit, Coach. What are you dreaming of?
Well, I think you put it correctly that for us, the most important game is the next one.
Mm.
And the next one is against Leopards, because sometimes if you focus too way ahead, you don't put enough effort in the next one, which is very key. And the next one always builds to the next one. And the next one will always take you to where you want to be. And for us, the next one is Leopards. You know, that's very important. That's very key. That's a very important game for us.
Mm-hmm. Coach, on the WhatsApp line here, 0727021702, I've got a WhatsApp that says, Buhle, Tembo's win yesterday is a clear sign that black coaches in Africa can do better if they're given the support by the club bosses and supporters as a whole. And I believe they can do better and even hoist the elusive World Cup. What do you make of that?
I wouldn't wanna, put it that way. I think any coach, we've got a lot of good coaches here in South Africa and also on the continent as well.
Mm.
And I think it's also up to us, to put in a lot of effort and work. And whenever we get opportunities, to always try and do our best. And I think for us, we just represent each other. And that's very key for me. And sometimes opportunities are difficult to come because it's always tough. But at the same time, I think whenever we get those opportunities, if we, do our best, try and do our best, so that we also open doors for the next coaches who will be coming as well.
And we appreciate that, Coach, the fact that you always try and do your best. And, I mean, you're talking about the fact that it's a long international break. And once you get back in, you have to re-energize the charges almost. But just before I let you go, I do want to find out just how much of a psychological role a win like this almost mid-season plays on your season.
Yeah, it is quite a moral boost for us, to start our season, on a positive note. I think it also, pushes the players, to really achieve more. And I could see that the players want to do well, this season, especially in our league, because we also want to try and, improve and do better than last season and fight for the league. And it's not our right that we win the league, but all we can do is try and be competitive and fight for it, and that's what we're trying to do.
Well, Coach Kaitano Tembo, I've got Coach Owen Degama sitting right up in front of me, and he'd actually like to share some words with you.
Good evening, okay, Coach.
Hey, good evening, Coach. How are you, Coach?
How are you, Coach?
I'm all right, Coach.
Are you still celebrating?
Unlike yesterday, Coach.
Coach, I'd just like to say we couldn't have lost to a better coach than you, or in a better team. You're a gentleman. I'm proud. We are sad that we lost, but I'm really proud of you. As an African brother, I'm really proud of you, and I can see you going on and coaching the national team of Zimbabwe one day. I'm really proud of you, and well done, and congratulations once more.
No, thank you very much, Coach. How I feel about you, and I think whenever we play against you, you've always given us, a hard time. Remember last season you took 4 points away from us, and I think since you joined Highlands Park, they're a team which they're on the up. I think with time, you also reap the rewards. I think, Coach, I've learned a lot from you as well, with your experience, coaching the big teams like also Pirates and even at Bafana level. And I appreciate your support, Coach.
Thank you for the kind words, Coach. Please take this moment and enjoy it because you deserve it. Well done.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Coach.
I mean, that was fantastic. Thank you so much, Coach Kaitano Tembo. I'm going to let you go so that I know you're really looking at the next match. But as Coach Owen Degama says rightfully, please enjoy it. Have another glass of wine and enjoy the win. Savor it.
Thank you very much, Mutsa.
That is the SuperSport United coach, Kaetano Tembo, the winners of the MTN 8 this year. Second time lucky for the coach, SuperSport United winning the trophy for the second time in three seasons. So very well done to Matsatsansa, Apitori.